Corpus, written by Rory Clements and read by Adam Sims. The man with the sandals had disappeared into the heaving mass of people. Perhaps he had been one of many. Perhaps someone else was now on her case. Nancy had attempted to dress as anonymously as she could, in a shapeless green frock, with her hair braided and pinned up around the top of her head. In their shared hotel room, Lydia had looked at her oddly.
"I know what you're thinking," Nancy had said. "You think I look like a bloody little Voltraud."
Lydia had raised an eyebrow. A Voltraud was their private derisory name for the sort of Nazi girl who belonged to the BDM, wore dirndls and eschewed makeup and cigarettes. Was there anyone in the world less like the clean-living Jungmädel ideal than Nancy Hereward? They had both fallen about laughing. She headed south and westwards. On every corner and from every public building, the swastika banners fluttered in the warm breeze, black on a white circle in a sea of red. Every one of them seemed like a personal threat. Turning right into a side street, she stopped at a butcher's shop window and gazed at the cuts of meat and the endless varieties of sausage without really seeing them. She tensed as an old woman bustled up to her elbow and put a letter in the red Reichspost box fixed to the wall at the side of the shop, then ambled away at snail's pace. No one was following. She carried on, walking further away from the main arteries of the city. At the end of the street, she turned right, then quickly went left. The area was residential now, a respectable mixture of smart tenement blocks, parks and churches, very different from the regimented grid of streets bordering Friedrichstrasse. She knew that Lydia would be getting worried. Nancy had told her she would only be gone 20 minutes. She should wait for her at the Victoria with a coffee and cake and her book.
"I just want a little time on my own," she had said.
Lydia had shrugged, clearly puzzled, but seemed to accept it. This was going to take a lot longer than 20 minutes. Lydia would just have to wait. She turned again into the road she had been seeking, narrow and cobbled with a half-timbered tavern, which must have been old when Otto von Bismarck was young. She looked around once more. The street was almost deserted, save for a boy of about 12. She stopped three houses to the left of the tavern, outside the front door of a three-story building. Number 6, one of the flats at the top of the house. She pressed the button twice, waited 3 seconds, then pressed again. A dormer window opened 20 feet above her, and a face peered out.
"Yeah?
Guten Tag, Uncle Arnold."
He hesitated no more than 2 seconds, then nodded.
"Einen Moment, bitte."
Half a minute later, the front door opened.
"Come in,"
he whispered. His English was heavily accented, but precise. He was a balding man in his mid-30s, and he was frightened. Nancy stepped into the gloom of the hallway. On either side of her, there were doors to apartments. In front of her was a staircase.
"Here?"
she suggested.
"No, please, not here. Come upstairs."